I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Honeybees are essential to the world's food supply. They pollinate the plants that humans grow for food. And that's why a phenomenon known as colony collapse disorder, or CCD, is so devastating. It's estimated that CCD wiped out some 80% of the United States bee population last year. This year, CCD is a big problem in some parts of Europe. Tim Lovett is president of the British Beekeepers Association in London, where CCD has yet to hit hard. Now, you are a beekeeper yourself, correct?
That is right. I have a very small group of colonies. I run four in my backyard.
Okay, well, I want you to talk about some of the problems that you're facing right now. The one in particular that brought you and other beekeepers in London to Parliament yesterday was this issue of CCD, which is not really a disease. It's more like a behavior. Could you describe it for us?
Yes, well, I don't want to teach my grandmother to suck eggs because, in truth, we don't believe that we have it here yet, but we are very, very much on the alert for it. All the amber warning lights are on. But let's just talk a little bit about this disorder. It's made up by a number of components. You've got the varroa mite, that's the parasite that sucks the blood, and that debilitates the bee. Carried by the mite is the virus, and these prove fatal. And the third factor in this triad, as I describe it, is Nosema serrani, which affects the gut of the bee. And indeed, that may be encouraging further penetration of the virus.
And then there's just stress.
Stress, that's why we are interested in what's going on in the United States, because your commercial beekeepers work bees quite hard. You have a very long season. They kick off in February and March over in California with the almond blossom, and then moving up through the season doing top fruits, by which I mean apples and pears and cherries, and then moving on to do soft fruits and so on. So you have a very long season, and so there's quite a lot, your bees are worked hard, quite a lot of stress.
Now, you mentioned a lot of produce. If this particular problem were to strike bees where you are in the UK, would the breadth of the problem be as great in terms of the food products affected?
I think so, absolutely. Obviously, our mix of produce will differ from yours. We don't produce citrus fruit in this country, but the good old Cox's are very world famous apple. Apples depend for up to 90% on bee pollination. If it's left to the wind, the crop will be poor and misformed. We have a lot of soft fruit, and that goes way up into Scotland, where some of the best raspberries and loganberries come from.
So the United States provided and continues to provide what kind of object lesson in terms of what the beekeepers here went through, what the government's response was?
Well, I think the first object lesson is a fairly rapid reaction to it. We hear numbers of the order of about $80 million that are going specifically into research of this problem. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture itself has put $12 million was the figure that I've received.
Is this what you're asking the British Parliament for?
We're asking for somewhere in the region of about $16 million over 5 years, during which time our bees will have turned in somewhere in the region of $1.6 billion in pollination. Doesn't sound a bad deal to me, so we'd be very foolish not to take every step we could to learn about it, learn from you, but also prepare ourselves.
All right, well, we'll hope for the best. Tim Lovett, president of the British Beekeepers Association, speaking to us from London. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.